Welcome to Last Country Radio. I'm Jalapeno Lover, bringing you the finest in country music. First of all, I want to say that I appreciate all the members here. I can truthfully say that we have a crackerjack group. If you don't believe that, then get a copy of Gary's big book. That book is quoted from on this group more than any other book. Unfortunately, I don't have my copy in front of me, since it's out yonder propping up my pickup till I get that flat fixed and back from Bubba's Tire Shop. Well, on to the music. First song is a real treasure from the past.
They lie in boot hills all through the West. The outlaws, the gunslingers, the Billy the Kids, and worse. Say, a fellow like the coward that shot Bill Hickok in the back. There's always one like that in every time of history. Most of them were varmints, but every once in a while, in one of them, there may have lived a man. He lay face down on the desert sand, clutching a six-gun in his hand. Shot from behind, I thought he was dead, for under his heart was an ounce of lead. But a spark still burned, so I used my knife, and late that night, I saved the life of Ringo.
Ringo, Ringo.
I nursed him till the danger passed. The days went by, he mended fast. And then from dawn till setting sun, he practiced with that deadly gun. And hour on hour, I watched in awe. No human being could match the draw of Ringo.
Ringo.
One day we rode the mountain crest, and I went east, and he went west. I took to law and wore a star, while he spread terror near and far. With lead and blood he gained such fame all through the West, they feared the name of Ringo.
Ringo, Ringo.
I knew someday I'd face the test, which one of us would be the best. And sure enough, the word came down that he was holed up in the town. I left the posse out in the street, and I went in alone to meet Ringo.
Ringo, Ringo.
They said my speed was next to none, but my lightning draw had just begun when I heard a blast that stung my wrist. The gun went flying from my fist, and I was looking down the bore of the deadly 44 of Ringo.
Ringo, Ringo.
They say that was the only time that anyone had seen him smile. He slowly lowered his gun, and then he said to me, "We're even, friend." And so at last I understood that there was still the spark of good in Ringo.
Ringo, Ringo.
I blocked the path of his retreat. He turned and stepped into the street. A dozen guns spit fire and lead. A moment later, he lay dead. The town began to shout and cheer. Nowhere was there shed a tear for Ringo.
Ringo.
The story spread throughout the land that I had beaten Ringo's hand. And it was just the years, they say, that made me put my guns away. But on his grave, they can't explain the tarnished star above the name of Ringo.
Ringo, 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 Ringo.
Yep, that was old Ben Cartwright himself. Now, what was his real name? Oh, well, I'm sure that's in Gary's big book. On my last show, I had a few thousand phone calls accusing me of getting some facts wrong. Well, to avoid that again, I will just mumble the info that I'm unsure of. Now, here's another treat from way back. Here's Ned Miller's Invisible Tears.
Invisible tears in my eyes, incredible pain in my heart, indestructible memories are passing in review. Impossible though things may get, improbable I will forget, indelible memories of sweet, lovable you. You're back again, so I'll let you in. Somehow I feel, if I just close my eyes, then maybe it will last. Invisible tears in my eyes, incredible pain in my heart, indestructible memories are passing in review. Impossible though things may get, improbable I will forget, indelible memories of sweet, lovable you.
Now, I've never seen an invisible tear, but I'm sure Gary's big book has something to say about that. Okay, time for a commercial. Ladies and gentlemen, I highly recommend Gary's Country, a tribute to old-time country music. Gary's Country has been around for more than 10 years and is one of the earliest and longest-lasting internet sites devoted to true country music. This site is a result of a labor of love, and I will say it is one of my favorite sites on the internet. The cost to go there is nothing. I said nothing. So why not visit Gary's Country today? Alrighty, here's a tune by Kitty Wells, the queen of country music.
While amigo plays his blue guitar. Ay, 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 the moon is lonely. Tomorrow I'll wonder where you are. Mañana morning, my darling. They hush the singing in the village. All is quiet beneath the stars. Upon his lonely blue guitar. me goes the guitar.
That song was Amigo's Guitar by Kitty, and I will confess to playing that a lot in my home. Now it's time to pick on Bug.
I know an old lady who swallowed a fly. I don't know why she swallowed a fly. Perhaps she'll die. I know an old lady who swallowed a spider that wriggled and jiggled and tickled inside her. She swallowed a spider to catch the fly, but I don't know why she swallowed the fly. Perhaps she'll die. I know an old lady who swallowed a bird. Now how absurd to swallow a bird. She swallowed a bird to catch the spider that wriggled and jiggled and tickled inside her. She swallowed the spider to catch the fly, but I don't know why she swallowed the fly. Perhaps she'll die. I know an old lady who swallowed a cat. Now fancy that, to swallow a cat. She swallowed the cat to catch the bird. She swallowed the bird to catch the spider that wriggled and jiggled and tickled inside her. She swallowed the spider to catch the fly. But I don't know why she swallowed the fly. Perhaps she'll die. I know an old lady who swallowed a dog. What a hog to swallow a dog. She swallowed the dog to catch the cat. She swallowed the cat to catch the bird. She swallowed the bird to catch the spider that wriggled and jiggled and tickled inside her. She swallowed the spider to catch the fly. But I don't know why she swallowed the fly. Perhaps she'll die. I know an old lady who swallowed a goat. She just opened her throat and swallowed a goat. She swallowed the goat to catch the dog. She swallowed the dog to catch the cat. She swallowed the cat to catch the bird. She swallowed the bird to catch the spider that wriggled and jiggled and tickled inside her. She swallowed the spider to catch the fly. But I don't know why she swallowed the fly. Perhaps she'll die. I know an old lady who swallowed a cow. I don't know how she swallowed a cow. She swallowed a cow to catch the goat. She swallowed the goat to catch the dog. She swallowed the dog to catch the cat. She swallowed the cat to catch the bird. She swallowed the bird to catch the spider that wriggled and jiggled and tickled inside her. She swallowed the spider to catch the fly. I don't know why she swallowed the fly. Perhaps she'll die. I know an old lady who swallowed a horse. She's dead, of course.
Well, I don't know if Burl Ives can be considered country, but he did play in a movie called The Big Country. Well, I'm going to slip in one more song before I close the show. There is a last country member that knows one song. Really, it's not a bad song. I want to thank you all for tuning in, and here's Marty Robbins.
Out in the West Texas town of El Paso, I fell in love with a Mexican girl. Nighttime would find me in Rose's Cantina, music would play and Felina would whirl. Blacker than night were the eyes of Felina, wicked and evil while casting a spell. My love was deep for this Mexican maiden. I was in love, but in vain I could tell. One night a wild young cowboy came in, wild as the West Texas wind. Dashing and daring, a drink he was sharing with wicked Felina, the girl that I love. So in anger I challenged his right for the love of this maiden. Down went his hand for the gun that he wore.
My challenge was answered in less than a heartbeat. The handsome young stranger lay dead on the floor. Out through the back door of roses I ran, out where the horses were tied. I caught a good one, it looked like it could run. Up on its back and away I did ride, just as fast as I could, from the West Texas town of El Paso out to the badlands of New Mexico. Back in El Paso, my life would be worthless. Everything's gone in life, nothing is left. It's been so long since I've seen the young maiden. My love is stronger than my fear of death. I saddled up and away I did go, riding alone in the dark. Tonight nothing's worse than this pain in my heart. And at last here I am on the hill overlooking El Paso. I can see Rosa's cantina below. My love is strong and it pushes me onward. Down off the hill to Colina I go. Off to my right, I see five mounted cowboys. Off to my left, right, a dozen or more. Shouting and shooting, I can't let them catch me. I have to make it to Rose's back door. Something is dreadfully wrong, for I feel a deep burning pain in my soul. Trying to stay in the saddle, I'm getting weary, unable to ride. But my love for the leader is strong, and I rise where I've fallen. Though I am weary, I can't stop to rest. I see the white puff of smoke from the rifle. I feel the bullet go deep in my chest. From out of nowhere, Felina has found me, kissing my cheek and she kneels by my side. Cradled by two loving arms that I'll die for, one little kiss and Felina, good.